Don't look under the internet.
Clap anus.
Clap them cheeks.
Well,
yeah.
Mike, clean us.
I'm sorry you didn't have a great day. I hope tomorrow is better.
It won't
be. More day. Oh, don't say that. You don't know that.
Ever the optimist.
It would be better. You don't know.
No, because what happened today is just going to bleed into tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to have to talk to my manager about it. So But it's all right.
Tomorrow will come, and then it will go, and then that's...
and then it'll happen again.
And then it'll happen again.
So that's pretty neat. Wow. Life is citrical. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet. Podcast where we open on just a shitty day.
Just how shittier days are.
Just being 30.
Just being 30.
Yep.
It has its ups, it has its downs, and then it has its other downs, and then more downs, but then it has some ups, but then it goes down. And that's Jason.
Hi.
That's Doug.
Yep.
That's Matt.
Up, down, down.
And I also said that thing that you did.
It's cyclical, like you said.
No, he said it's citrusal.
He did say it was citrical.
I said citrical.
Citrical?
Citrusol sounds like a medication you should not be taking.
I thought it was a cleaner.
Yeah, that's citrusol. Where I had one.
If something is tastes like citrus, what would you call it?
Citrine?
No.
Citrine
citrical?
Is very close to the company that I work for.
No. There's another word.
Clitoris.
Okay, well, you'd let me know.
You're close, Matt.
Oh.
Is it
citrusy?
But it's citrusy.
Citrusy.
You say a real word, but stupid.
Well,
nailed it.
Well, that was rude.
On that one, I'm going to bust open our DeLussie.
I'm going to bust.
And I'm going to go with a little DeLuti.
Clap.
Housekeeping.
Above your head.
Guess what we have for me to finally do housekeeping about?
Holy shit. Did we get a Patronus?
We have three Patronus.
Three Patronies.
Three whole Patronus.
Oh, wow.
So I would like
They're
to
coming
give
back,
a
y'all.
Shout out to... and remember, we're going to play the game.
Does your name suck ass?
Yeah. We have Quiet Crimson.
Ooh,
that's all right.
Quiet
that's like,
Crimson.
It's like a JoJo
like a
stand.
Pornhub username.
Two very different takes on the name. I like it.
Let me
know this is your Pornhub username.
We have.
Probably is if he uses it for everything, or she.
Yeah, or we don't know. Go. You're subscribing to us. And that's all that matters. Watch whatever porn you want. I don't care. If it keeps you here and it keeps you giving us money, tell me what porn to watch. I don't care.
Tell me what I should watch. Make some recommendations.
Yeah, there we go.
Drop some recommendations in the comments, all right?
Yeah. We have Tori Felker.
Tori Felker. We've got Tori Blocker, Tori Felker.
Tori Fucker.
Are you collecting all the Tories?
Tori from Texas.
Tori from Texas.
Tori from Nashville.
Unfortunately, I'm just going to say, like, Tori, that's just your name, I think. So we need you to come up. We're going to now have to come up with a new name for you.
Yeah,
boys.
That was what we said we were going to do.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And then we didn't follow through.
What's Tori Felker's?
Chud Flungus.
Was that?
Tori Felker.
Chud Flungus. Chud.
The imagery that you just put in my head. I can't think of anything else now.
Chud I love
fungus.
You, Chud.
Chud Flungus, I think.
Flungus, okay. See, I heard like Chud Fungus, like
I
a
mean,
Chuddy mushroom.
Chud.
That's just Smegmar 9.
Right.
Chud Flungus sounds like on like an alien, like a TV show host from an alien planet.
Yeah. Hello, it's me, Chud Flungus. Yeah.
Isn't Chud the stuff that cows throw up and chew? No, that's cud.
That's cud.
Cud.
Yeah.
Cud.
Oh, Cud Flungus?
Cud Fungus. Also...
It's just all
it's the fungus
it's gone.
That grows
I'm going to get
cud.
Us out of this. We have one more.
If
and
you
it's...
keep letting us play word association, man.
The next one is best friend Riley.
Okay.
I'm not just saying that because we're best friends. It is also...
I can't shit on that.
Riley's username is best friend Riley, not that we're best friends.
My best friend Riley.
I don't know Riley that well to say best friend. Maybe friend. sure.
Acquaintance
for sure. But like best friend, I don't know. I only have like one of those and it's a cat. So you're going to have to be.
You and Otto got to duke it out.
You're going to have to compete with a
stranger, Riley.
Yeah, you're going to have to compete with a cat who fucking smears his asshole on my carpet now because that's a thing. I don't know what it does.
Is that a thing you have to do to be in the competition?
Yeah, wipe your ass on my carpet.
If I want to be your best friend, do I have to smear my ass all over here?
You have to sign Mike's carpet, yes.
Okay. You also have to look me in the eye during and not blink. Because that's what he does. I don't know if it's like an alpha move or like...
Establishing dominance.
I don't fucking know. He just started doing it like 2 weeks ago.
Have you taken him to the vet to see if maybe there's something wrong with his butthole?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm like... If there's something wrong with his butthole, he'd act different, I'm sure, but he acts the same. I don't know.
Cats are pretty good at like not showing that they're injured. It's like a defense mechanism.
No, man.
That's why when they start like peeing outside of the litter box and stuff, you have to go get them checked for like UTIs and shit because they won't, like they don't act any differently. They just...
All right. I don't want to take him to a vet because they're going to like swab his asshole and be like, his glands are fucked.
Yeah, look at his butt. And if you see like little black dots that look like you know, like... What's the word I'm looking for? Like sesame seeds or something? It's worms.
Oh. Yeah, my cat.
Oh, I know he don't got worms. I checked that.
Well, it can just happen. So,
Well, I'll check again.
I'm pretty sure they say that like when dogs do that, sometimes it's because they have hemorrhoids too.
Lori was saying it might be a glandular issue.
I can't sit with you anyway.
Some anal glands.
Hemorrhoids. Can we get off of this?
And, have you ever had hemorrhoids before? It really hurts.
That's the end of housekeeping.
That's what I was waiting for. When I was younger. We literally have just been waiting for that sentence.
If you would like to subscribe and give us money where we talk about like cat's ass and hemorrhoids for a bit.
We will talk about cud fungus and cat hemorrhoids.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and
talk about Mike hemorrhoids if you'd pay us enough.
Yeah, bonus episode.
Join us after the show.
The hemorrhoid show and tell.
The hemorrhoid episode.
Show and tell.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, we did a shitting our pants episode. We might as well bust out the hemorrhoid stories, I guess.
Thank you, Quiet Crimson, Tori Felker, and best friend Riley. You sponsored this episode.
Rant. No, that rant specifically.
if you also want to sponsor a rant about things that shouldn't be put into... the ether, you can go to diluti.com, become a member, or patreon.com/dilutipod and become a member there as well.
There's at least one per episode.
Oh yeah.
You get bonus episodes, you get discounts on merch, you get exclusive merch, you get other things like a game night that I do a month, and just a bunch of other things that can happen. So have fun there.
Thanks, Mike.
Speaking of like things, there's things that go unspoken. You cannot speak them. There's also thoughts that you cannot think. There is also things you can't describe. And a lot of times when you have things that you can't describe, it is described as being indescribable.
Oh yeah? That was a travesty of a sentence.
So it's okay. It's because Burr Scooter is bankrupt now, and they're a dead company. So
is it your fault?
No.
Bird's gone?
Yeah, Bird is bankrupt. They're no longer. I've been through my mourning period already. I'm at peace with it.
What am I going to do at Gen Con this year?
Are boosted boards still a thing?
I hope so.
What is it, just the Lime Scooter now?
Yeah,
is Lime,
Lime Wire. Yeah,
Lime Wire. Yes.
Yeah.
You think Lime Wire is still around?
Yeah. Is Pirate Bay still around? Lime Wire.
Pirate Bay is not still around.
Oh yeah, they are. Pirate Bay.
I just gotta
go to like the Netherlands or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Lime Wire, the application doesn't exist anymore. But I think there was some talk of like bringing it back in name only as like an NFT music like sharing platform.
Is Frostwire okay?
There you go.
I think Frostwire still exists. Yeah.
Thank God.
What about Bearshare? Kazaa still.
So we're describing things, but
we are.
We're
going to
talk
be.
About something today that is indescribable. Boys,
quite a decent description on it, though. Not going to lie.
Okay, well, I may have biffed this segue, but what are we talking about today, guys?
Well, we're doing Cthulhu.
Oh yeah,
Cthulhu
corner.
We're
As
doing
you can see,
Cthulhu corner.
YouTube listeners.
Yeah.
Cthulhu Corner?
Cthulhu Corner.
We actually haven't done Cthulhu yet.
Yeah.
We need to do Cthulhu soon.
If he was a conductor, would he have like a siren that goes like Cthulhu, 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 Cthulhu.
How many conductors do you know that have like
their trains have horn sirens on them?
When you said conductor, I was thinking like
trains have sirens on them.
Yeah,
I was thinking like big band conductor. Like
there's like,
oh yeah, like a train conductor. See, now that you've
there's
said
like
that,
100 autistic train kids listening to this episode right now that are just done.
Finally, so done. I know we're back in Cthulhu Corner. We are talking about a big boy. Well, big lady.
Big boy.
Big lady.
Big.
Yeah.
Big something. I don't really want to assume.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not going to assume anything.
Not about anything Lovecraftian. That's for
sure. It be fucking though.
It almost hell exclusively. Yeah.
Does like, it have a space cock or a space pussy?
Spussy.
A spussy.
A space dick. There's a whole subreddit
about / space dick.
You should go check it out. Yeah.
As soon as possible with no research.
No, that's okay. Ben, there's Space Clop. Go take a look there.
There is also Space Clop.
Yeah.
No, we are talking about Shub-Niggurath, the black goat with 1,000 young, black goat in the woods.
A very long title, and I love it.
It's all of the different names. It's Shub-Niggurath is the coined name of this wonderful, wonderful Lovecraftian entity that is, I think it's an outer god, right?
Yeah.
Outer God? Okay.
Outer God.
But yeah, we're talking about Shub today, also known as Black Goat of the Woods with 1,000 young. I mean, she has a ton of fucking names, right?
There are.
She's been around for fucking
sure,
ever.
Actually. I can pull up the list,
Is
actually.
The Black Goat like a reference to Black Phillip?
No, actually.
I don't
Black,
think so.
Black Goat is, there's actually some debate on where that came from. I think we might actually mention this later on, but it's actually, people aren't actually sure if those are two different entities or not.
Oh, so they could be the same thing or not. Wow, isn't that crazy?
Or not.
Isn't that how most things are? They're either the same thing or not.
I love the engagement already, though. Thanks
is.
For the question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it isn't.
We're back.
Yeah,
there.
We've got the Black Goat, the All Mother, the Mother Goddess, Lord of the Woods, the Mighty Mother, Shupnin Kurt.
Mighty
Mother. You had me at Mighty Mother Power Rangers.
Mighty Mother.
Mighty Mother. Yeah. And then Quake. I'm not sure where.
Quake.
Just
the video game.
Yeah.
Quake 4.
Quake 4.
The video game.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, shoot.
So,
you want to go into the description or?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really care how you want to break this up. I mean, I feel like we both know a little bit about all of these different facets of Shub. So,
is this one of the most. It has a lot of names.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that come from Lovecraft, man, are indescribable. Is this one that is also undescribable, or did he actually give a pretty good description of what this fucker be looking like?
Honestly, I mean, it's so the description is going to change depending on what part of the world you're in. It's one of those.
As with any Lovecraft story, half of these monsters show up for like 5 whole seconds in a book, and then they're not there anymore.
Can we do a Cthulhu corner that's all about the indescribable things, and then it's like 5 minutes long?
Because we can't describe him.
Here's Chark Mark Balark. He's undescribable.
Don't know what he
moving
is.
Moving on.
No idea what he is. Anyway.
Just a list of names.
Yeah. Just hard to pronounce shit.
Charles Barkley.
This is Chud Fungus.
This is Chud Fungus.
Undescribable.
Hell yes. Okay, yeah. I can launch into the description about Shub. Like we said, Black Goat with 1,000 Young, that's one of the more popular titles for Shub-Niggurath. I'm just going to say she.
It's most likely a she.
Most likely. Again, not 100% sure. This is a Lovecraftian horror. I don't know, but it's kind of considered like the birth mother.
It's mated with males.
Correct.
So. Well, you did just say it's the Mighty Mother.
Yeah.
So I would.
It's known as the, I don't know if it's the birth being, I guess. It's given birth to so fucking many Lovecraftian entities that. It's kind of fallen into a motherly role.
It's basically mother, like Mother Earth.
Can we get
Gaia.
A pregnant this thing emoji?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Any of you out there in the Discord,
you're
please.
Feeling bored.
Yeah. Pregnant shub emoji.
Yeah, take the pregnant man emoji and turn it into the, this.
Into shub.
And we will use it.
I want lots of tentacles.
Lots. So like we said, Shub is an outer god within the Cthulhu mythos, obviously, H.P. Lovecraft. And the first time we actually hear or see any kind of mention of Shub-Niggurath is in the, it's a revised story called The Last Test, and it was written in 1928.
I don't know if I've read this one.
I don't actually think I have either. I've read stories that have like the Black Goat in it and stuff, but
it typically isn't Lovecraft.
Right. So this one, it's again called The Last Test, written in 1928. And in it, as is fucking tradition in Lovecraft's versions of these, like his introduction of these entities, she's not really like described or mentioned very frequently in it, like at all. But it's more along the lines of like as people are trying to like invoke her or like it's through the incantations that they're chanting. And that's when you hear the words Shub-Niggurath. She also appears in the works of a lot of different other mythos authors. I mean, the big one is Walter C. DeBille. You're also going to see in August Derleth, Ramsey Campbell, Lynn Carter, and Brian Lumley. What
is Walter like? Wasn't there like a main guy that took over?
Wilbur Whately. Oh,
who's the guy that took like I remember like I remember which one it is.
August Derleth we talked about a lot. He wrote a bunch of the Yogg-Sothoth stuff.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, because I remember there being like a guy who like Lovecraft just wrote down like Azathoth. Name question mark on like a piece of paper, and the guy was like, I can make books about that.
I think that was Azathoth.
Yeah, I think
I'm almost positive it is.
Just I remembered a thing.
Hell yeah.
Someone correct him in the comments.
I feel great.
You're absolutely right though. There's a lot of authors that did a lot more like I guess world building with these deities than
like the original
Lovecraft
SCP.
Ever did.
Yeah. Yes. Just a concrete statue.
I'm gonna go ahead and mix this with Coke. Oh, yeah, real quick. What are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty.
Honk.
Yeah.
Bees.
Oh. It's Four Roses, but it's a little strong.
Single barrel.
A little strong, a little burny. So I might add a little Coke to this. Mood, are you having an alcohol tonight or not?
No, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 3 weeks.
Dude, woo! Awesome. That's awesome.
Good nice, for my guy. You.
I got done with work today and I was just like, I want to be drunk so bad.
Are you taking a breaker?
Yeah, also something's real wrong with my stomach and I don't know. I don't think it's an ulcer, but it's like I've been on acid suppressors for like 3 weeks now trying to just keep myself from having to lay down because my stomach feels like it's ripping out of my abdomen. So
Has it gotten worse since we talked about it before?
No, it's gotten a little better.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So,
well, shit.
It's kind of forcing me not to drink.
I mean, that's fair because I feel like you'd feel worse if you took a shot.
I do feel better.
I know this is my go-to, but have you tried hitting it?
just punching myself in the stomach really hard.
Just violence. Violence.
Yes, I have.
Okay, all right, cool.
That's why he's here, Doug.
But, all right. All right. Well, cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
When you hear clink, drink.
Clink, clink.
I do have a liquid death.
There you go.
Bird Scooter! This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button. Gat.
I'll cheers you with my liquid death.
We don't get here. We're not Zoomers. We don't get here.
All right.
Yeah, moving, but that's,
I'm 30. I don't even know what it means.
We don't Sigma. We don't
Show me your Ohio, bro.
I don't even know what that means. Why are people saying that? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Dude, we don't skibbity toilet.
We don't.
Skibbity wap wap.
We do that. We do that.
Mike doesn't have enough. Mike doesn't even know the Rizzler. All right. So.
The
So actually, before
what
we
about
get
Phantom
into...
Tax?
So what
I
is
haven't
that?
Paid mine today.
What are you people talking about? Am I not on the right Twitter?
No, you're on. Clearly you're on not. The right Twitter.
How do I use Twitter and I'm on socials more than you? And you're like hey, Ohio
because
Ohio
your whole Twitter is just movies and political bitching.
It's true. I do a lot of political.
I spend way too much time on TikTok. That's why I know all this dumb shit.
Yeah, you do. You're a Zoomer at heart.
I am.
Gen Alpha over here.
I love hating life. I'm a Zoomer.
Anyway, continue with
Shub.
Yeah.
The Shub. The Black Goat.
The Shubbing.
Fumbles.
I will say, so I know that I was going over like the description and I more so just gave a where Shub comes from. Nobody really can agree on what Shub actually fucking looks like.
Yeah.
It's more often than not, you will find this like imagery of Shub Niggurath with like these bulbous like sacks on its body, like almost hold eggs, maybe. I don't know, but it's tentacles galore, mouths galore, eyes galore, but it definitely looks more like something you'd find on Earth than something you'd find on an alien planet.
Name me one thing with tentacles and egg sacs.
Octopus.
Do they have egg sacs?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, name me two things. Two
Squid.
Things. Okay, so continue on.
The porn I watched last night.
Yeah, the fisherman's wife. So a lot, you're going to see many, many, many different depictions of what Shub kind of looks like. And it's more so up to the, honestly, I'd say it's up to the writing author or whoever's trying to evoke this sense of visualization of Shub in the reader's mind. That's 100% up to them. All they have to go off of is the very, very minute information that you find in, what the fuck was the name of it? The Last Test. You do get a little information about Shub from The Whisper in the Darkness as well, if I remember correctly. But in that one, it's actually, oh my God, it's rushing back. It's known as the something of the wood, the Blackwood. Lord of the Wood, something like that.
Man, you guys are on fire today.
There's too many nicknames for this one.
There's a fuckload. Also, Mike, to confirm the mothering, it's one of its nicknames is the All Mother. So that evokes a sense of femininity to it. So I think we can call her she. Lord of the Wood is how Shub is referred to in The Whisper in the Darkness, which is a much more prevalent story from Lovecraft. Definitely recommend it. Go check it out.
Yeah, that's a good.
That's all I have to add.
So in the mythos, as he was kind of saying, she's actually described as a perverse fertility deity.
That's a pervert.
She's a sex pervert.
That's why she's mothering so much. Just can't get enough of those cream pies.
Like gross.
Worse and worse by the second.
All I'm thinking of right now is that fucking that part in Barbarian where the fucking booby happened.
Feeding.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's said that she has been said to appear as an evil cloud-like entity with an enormous mass that extrudes black tentacles, slime-dripping mouths, and short, writhing goat legs. So. Just for example, in a game that me and Jason play quite often is Cthulhu Death May Die.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually...
Fuck Shub.
It's depicted... it's depicted as something completely different,
way different
than what I just said. It's more of like a... It's more like... It looks like what you would consider like a Satan. Like a goat... Yeah. Like a kind of a,
like
goat demon with horns.
Like a satyr.
Pretty much.
Like a tentacly satyr, almost.
Yeah, and then...
A beefy tentacly satyr.
In our game, Cthulhu Wars...
Yep.
It looks like a cloud evil entity where it's just like this ball on goat legs that has like all these like mouths and tentacles coming out of it. So it's like really, really different depending on like who's portraying it and what they're trying to portray.
And what their fetishes are.
Exactly. I mean, 14 mouths, what can go wrong?
I got 14 dicks. This is perfect.
This is perfect. So one of the funny things is that it's described as having small creatures continually spat forth by the monstrosity.
Wow.
And they are either consumed into the miasmatic form, or they escape to live some monstrous life elsewhere.
That's a fantastic word. Miasmatic.
Yeah, right.
I like that a lot.
So Shub is the wife of Yog-Sothoth, who birthed the twins Nug and Yeb.
Yep.
And out of all the cults and all the mythos, the black goat is probably the most extensively worshipped out of all of them.
Hmm.
Her worshippers include the Hyperboreans.
Hell yeah.
The Muvians.
Yep.
The people of Sarnath, which, if you don't know about Sarnath, we'll cover that at some time.
You're making up all
the
of
Muvians.
These people.
You know, just like picking random nouns.
How fucking funny would this be if, like, they completely thought that we were divulging all this information about, like, this shit, and we were just, like, writing off the top of our head.
You guys could 100% do a Cthulhu corner and just tell me anything.
Yeah. Sounds
yeah,
right. Me and Steve have to get together and like brainstorm an episode, and we just like won't tell you when.
Yeah,
it
we
is.
Won't tell you when, but
it'll just happen. Like yeah.
You see, they're praised by the Whovians, and they hear the Horton.
Today we're covering the Horton.
Sometimes they hear the holiday Whoopie Woody.
But sometimes this creature is known as the roast beast.
Yeah. The roast beast.
just wait for the next set of words that I'm about.
Oh,
to
God.
Say. So. Besides all those crazy words that I said, there are a bunch of like Druidic and barbaric cults that also worship her.
However,
but she's also worshipped by non-human species of the mythos, which is actually,
you're going to want to re-tee all right, that up.
All right. So she's also, for those of you who are just tuning in, she's also worshipped by non-human species of the mythos, and this is actually very, very big. This is a very big thing for a deity to be worshipped by other
non-human
forms. And those mythos creatures are the fungi from Yugoth.
You're making these up.
A.K.A. Migos.
The fungi.
Bad bitches walking into those red bottoms.
I cannot say this word because I don't know how, but it's
Quavo.
Kinyanians?
Hinwa.
And the Nug Soth of Yadith.
You've made all of that up. The Nug Sauce. You get that at McDonald's, dude. Now I know you're fucking the...
Yeah, this is just a McDonald's ARG.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
So that being said, with proper, occult paraphernalia, the black goat can be pretty much summoned to any woods at any time of the new moon. The place from where she comes is not known. It is possible that she dwells at the court of Azathoth at the center of the universe.
Yep.
She may also live beneath the planet Yadith, where she is served by the Doles. And it's also possible that she lives in another dimension altogether. Nobody fucking knows.
No one knows.
At this point, I don't know if I even really care.
At this point, there's no point in asking because you will never know.
Yeah. Are a lot of these stories supposed to be like speculation and myth rather than point of fact?
Rather than fact.
See, that's a good question.
Slightly. This whole mythos kind of hinges on the fact that one person, the Mad Arab, Abdul al-Hazred, or however the fuck.
Al-Hazred.
He wrote the Necronomicon, right?
Yep.
Which means he was privy to esoteric information because he's the only one that knew about it, which means it was sent to him some way. So all of these things that we are, this is obviously like, this is set up for like the mythos of Lovecraft.
Right.
Not real life. But if you follow...
Or is it?
That's the whole question. But if you follow the mythos, you see that the Mad Arab writes the Necronomicon, and now he becomes kind of like this prophet. And now we're just literally taking his word for everything.
But the problem is this is where the whole big theme for everything Lovecraft and beyond is set up for. And that's not knowing how to describe something or being able to fathom the thing you're seeing.
Is it breaks your
brain. Hence, yeah, giving you insanity.
Which is what happened to Abdul al-Hazred.
He literally blew up into flames.
Yep.
He could not handle the thing he saw, and it just
boom. Instantaneous human combustion.
So it is kind of neat. I hope that happens to me one day.
That's how, like, there's no pain. Like, you're just gone.
I saw this fucking meme the other day, and it was like 20 years, it's like 30 years later, and all the Baja blasts finally catch up to you, and it's just like
holy shit, I hope there's not a time kill switch on that shit.
Yeah, I have. I drank a 12 pack of Baja Blast this weekend.
Oh, yeah. No. I forgot you can buy those in 12 packs.
I heard they're not good, though. I heard they're not. They don't taste
out of the
like,
can, no. Good. They're not. Something's not wrong good. With it. I don't know what it is, but something's
you
wrong.
You still drink a 12-er?
Huh? Well, yeah, I paid for it.
You're like, damn, that's there's something fruit. Not right with this, but I'm going to slam this 12-er.
it's my slurm.
Hell yes. Slurmers McKenzie, bring us on home.
That's funny. But yeah, other than that, that's kind of where we are at with Shub and the Mythos. As far as the information I gave you, didn't really give us much information.
None.
Like, we don't know where she came from. We don't really know how she like, goes. But we know that everyone and their mother seems to worship her.
Huh. Yeah. The worshippers are everywhere. They're universal, which is actually super important because for whatever reason, Earth is like hyper important for all of this shit because so much has taken place here.
That goddamn Yacubian cube.
It's that fucking cube that landed on Earth a gajillion years ago and now everything wants it. So I know I mentioned, we both actually mentioned that Shub is the black goat with 1,000 young. And I want to harp on that because we do have to talk about Shub's children. Before I do, Matt, Mike, do you guys have any questions? Do you have anything you would like to know about?
I'm wondering how long it's going to take somebody to make a TikTok where they take a bunch of sound bites and make a compilation of all the times that Jason said the N-word.
I have been thinking about that nonstop since we hit record.
I did something. Because I knew this was going to fucking come up, and I have a big red warning
I saw
label.
That. I saw that. Are we doing it right now?
I have to.
You have
brought
to.
It up.
You have to, yep.
I wasn't going to say anything about it.
We have a contingency for fucking discussion on this bullshit, so go.
Because, Doug. Yes, it's terrible. We
I didn't bring well, anything.
I
up.
Know. Thank you, Mike. I love you.
And we
that.
Are very happy about that.
So Lovecraft never gave the etymology of Shub-Niggurath. It is a generally agreed upon by Lovecraft critics that the name was inspired and based off of the name Sheol Nugganoth. And the a guy named Lord Dunsey wrote Idle's Days of the Yon. And this was another, I guess, sci-fi cosmic was, horror thing before sci-fi yeah. and cosmic horror was really realized.
Same vein as like Poe.
And basically it's very like this, the ending, the TH ending that we see on a lot of this, the tuth, is in several of the Lovecraft creations, including yeah. Shoggoth, Yugoth, Yog-Sothoth, Azathoth, Bal-Sagoth. That one's close to ball Yuggeth. Sucking.
Ball sack. Ball sack goth.
Nyarlathotep. There's no indication
Big
that the name has
girlfriend.
Any racial connotations, nor does Shub have any like special connection to African Americans in
it's
like
a
fun fiction
little
or letters.
Dink.
Yep.
While you know the change may be a connection with the black goat of the woods, it's more likely to come through in the Latin word. And yeah. So I'll leave it at that. You guys, you as the
do
listener
that what you
can
will.
Think however you want.
We have, to be 100% honest,
so Doug's turning it around on us. Doug's like, oh, you're the one who thought it. This is on you now.
He did just give you all the information that we know.
That's fair.
So from there, anybody can do whatever they want with that. But from what we know, there was nothing like racially charged about the name Shub-Niggurath. It comes from another sci-fi horror writer who coined the name of a weird sounding sci-fi god.
Yeah. And they basically, Lovecraft basically took the Latin form of the color black and basically stuck it on because of the other nicknames that yep. were given to it. So, bam! Cut this later in post.
I'll make all of this.
I was just about to say, to quote Joe Rogan, Jamie, cut that out.
It's literally, it's going to turn into that, and it's just going to be a clip of Doug just saying the name. And that's the whole thing.
Oh, Christ almighty.
Right. Okay, where are we?
We just talked about the
you were about to talk
mythos,
about her chitlins.
The chitlins, the little black goats. progeny, we can call it. Progeny. Shub has fucked everything in existence. let's just be fucking honest.
So
here.
She is a sex pervert.
She is a sex pervert. I don't know if it's a pervert because she welcomes it.
No, well, that's still a pervert.
I think sex perverts welcome the things that they
do. Welcome.
You're not a pervert.
The ostracized.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, so you know what? Yes, Shub Niggurath, first sex pervert in the entire universe.
The OG sex pervert.
Holy shit, that's a pin if I ever heard one. So she has fucked everything in existence. She's fucked Haster, like the yellow sign. And that's what created the being Ithaca. We've talked about Ithaca a little bit. Ithaca is some...
I have a TikTok that I made about Ithaca.
Yep.
Ithaca, that's a fun name.
Oh my god, I forgot that the fucking Leogar comes from Shub. So there's two Zarin Leogar. These are two things that I think should have been Shoggoths. And if you remember from our Mountains of Madness episode, the Shoggoth is like this formless orb of death that actually spawned the entirety of the human race.
These things look so fucking funny.
What?
Oh yeah. I forgot about these guys. And yeah. There's some really wild depictions of Zar and Leogar.
So there are some fun ones. One of the most classically accepted depictions is similar to the Shoggoths, except it's got a little bit more of like an A-frame form to it. And this is actually the reason I got so excited about this is because I just started painting this mini from Mansions of Madness.
Nice.
Hell yeah. So it's very formless. It can change forms, but we're not talking about that right now. This part is kind of fucked up, but it's going to make you want to say what in the Alabama is going on here. Haster might also be the father of the black goat.
What in the Alabama?
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So,
oh no.
Not only did they mate, they also are father-daughter.
What in the Alabama?
Wait, who fucked Corbin, Kentucky? So, Shub fucked Haster, okay?
Okay.
That created Ithaca, yes, King in Yellow.
I remember that one.
But Haster is also very probably the father of Shub Niggurath.
We're going to have to get a Jerry Springer moment on this.
Oh, this is Jerry Springer in... Yeah. The Outer God version of Jerry Springer is happening right fucking now.
Okay.
So
we'll be back with the paternity test after this commercial break.
That's Maury, you
That's
clown.
Maury, yeah.
Ah, piff. Nah, he did the same shit sometimes.
Yeah, probably.
However, there's a case that can be made. Yeah, there's a case that can be made for not Haster being Shub's father and then them having sex. There's a case that can be made that Shub is literally just like Adam and Eve, like the rib. You take the rib out and you make Eve type thing. You know what I mean?
What do they call it? Like fission?
Fission. Yeah, where you literally create two things out of one thing.
Mitosis.
Yeah.
Mitosis.
Asexual.
Asexual reproduction, yep.
Schmexual.
Probably fucked Yog-Sothoth to form Nug and Yeb, like Doug had said. And even Yig and Shub fucked to create this thing called Beatus. This is one I've never heard of.
Yeah, I'm not super Beatus.
But some people say that Shub is more Yig's mother, not so much the mate. Mating is really a weird topic for any Lovecraftian Eldritch horror. Because, like, what hole do you put? Like, is there a hole? Like, is it just, do you think about it and then you're pregnant?
Sounds like there's
a lot of
holes.
Does this work?
Yeah.
They shot their space cum at each other.
That's part of the problem. It's like, which one?
Which hole?
There's so fucking
many. I feel like after enough tries, you'll figure out which hole.
I don't know. Beatus has a hole that I'm pretty sure I know which one you're putting it in.
It looks like the mouth, but that looks like it feels the best.
It does.
Oh, I don't like this.
Oh.
Hey, you want to join the conversation?
Here, let me...
This one's got crab claws.
I'll just start putting these in the Discord.
Yeah, just start shitting them in Discord.
This is what you... This is Patreon, DeludiPod. You find us there.
Yeah, there you go.
You can join the Discord and see Monster Vagina.
There it is.
I can do that from the safety of my own house from Google.
I was going to say, you just Google that.
I think I just put that in the main general chat. but I didn't. So that's good.
Wow. A lot of sensations going on there.
Which hole are you putting it in? The game.
Choose wisely.
Oh, Janine's here.
She's been here.
Oh yeah.
Looking at the chat.
That's all I'm gonna go over when it comes to the progeny of Shub, just because there's so fucking many and there's so many interpretations of how and why and this and that. Doug, do you have any other, what is happening right now?
Everything about what just happened was really silly and
you're not right.
Yeah, I'll just move us along. We'll let Mike have his couple minutes of laughing. We'll let him get it out of the way.
That took me a half.
I just ripped a concerning amount of skin off my toe.
I did that to other people today.
Bro, I kicked a wall the other day and split the fucking, like,
toenail?
The webbing of my, like, between my toe.
Whoa! Don't tell me that!
It healed nicely, but boy howdy, that sucked.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
I was literally kicking a pillow down the stairs, and I kicked the wall.
I had a girl suck on my tongue so hard once when I was a teenager that it ripped, like, the little thing that attaches your tongue to the bottom of your mouth.
Holy fick!
Yeah. That wasn't pleasant.
That sounds bad.
It sounds terrible.
It wasn't great.
Whoa.
You good, Schmeichel?
Yeah. That was just really funny.
The game!
The game!
Diluties first game.
Fun for the
you
whole family.
Find it on Steam.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, we're going to take a small break.
Oh, what a wowie zowie that was.
Wowie to the zowie.
Wowbert Young Zaubert.
Young Wowbert Zaubert. No, nope, we're getting further away from it.
I was watching GMM the other day, and one of the people on GMM said wowie zowie.
Whoop!
And I was like, what? They took our shit. They took
you
our
shit. You hear that? Good Mythical them. Morning. That's soup.
Yeah, let's
so sued.
Let's take down Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah. We'll sue versus Mythical Entertainment.
We'll sue them after June because
yeah,
I'd like
after
to
June.
After June because I'd like to still go to their live show.
They're just gonna turn you away. Like, no, we have a lawsuit with you.
Yeah, sorry,
you can't be here.
All right, man. So where were we? So we talked about some of the children of the Dark Young, but let's the Dark Young of Shub, but let's talk about the Dark Young of Shub. So you're gonna see these a lot in most video games, board games, whatever it is. The Dark Young are like her main source of power, essentially. I want to say, but as a descriptor, they are horrifying. Pitch black monstrosities, seemingly made of ropey tentacles. They stand as tall as a tree. That's subjective. on a several pairs of stumpy hoofed legs.
Hmm.
A mass of tentacles protrude from their trunks where a head would normally be, and puckered maws, dripping green goo, cover their flanks.
You know, this does go. It proves that even back in the early 1900s, Americans fucking refuse to use normal measurement systems. Absolutely fucking refuse.
They were as tall as a tree.
Or you could just say 20 meters.
Well,
there's a tweet.
The imperial system is the British Empire's fault. So they set us up for failure, really.
That's fair. But also, I feel like I've seen so many headlines, especially in the last year, of like...
There's
a large
literal
boulder,
the
size
of
a
small
boulder.
I was just about to mention
like,
that.
Yeah.
I saw one. It was like giant fossilized turtle shell, Juan for size scale. Yeah. And it was just a guy named Juan.
There's
just next to it. Like, we know how tall Juan is.
This weighed as much as 43 iron bathtubs. That doesn't tell me anything. That tells me no things. Anyways,
so these monsters roughly resemble trees in their silhouettes, their trunks being their short little legs, and the top of the trees represented by the ropey branching bodies.
Ents.
These abominations smell like an open grave. I didn't realize I was about to start shitting on these guys, but...
well, it's just a mass of dead flesh, so I'd hope it doesn't smell anything different.
These guys usually dwell in the woodlands. That's not surprising, where Shub's cults are active. And they are sometimes mistaken for Shoggoths, which I could see because they're very roughly, well, generalized looking, like they look the same almost. So
that and Shoggoths can kind of do whatever they fucking want with their form.
What's a Shoggoth again?
It's a big goop.
It's the things that the Elder things. Remember the Mountains of Madness?
Mm-hmm.
When Lake and his crew went to go find the city?
Yes.
They got chased by that Shoggoth that's like
they're
a
like
puddle
bug,
of goo.
Bug things, weren't they?
It's a puddle of goo that can essentially turn itself into whatever it wants.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kinky.
Yeah. Lots of eyeballs.
It's a ditto.
Yeah, ditto with several thousand more eyes and mouths.
All right, so... one means for summoning these guys are found in the Book of Eben, and it requires a blood offering. The ritual may only be performed in the deep of the woodlands at the darkest of the moon, and a victim must be sacrificed over a stone altar. So, like I mentioned before, Shub and her dark young are super easy to summon.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst part about it, in the mythos, I guess, not in real life, obviously, is that there are so many of these fuckers that can control where these things are coming from. So Dark Young basically act as proxies for Shub in the accepting of sacrifices and their worship. And basically they devour non-cultists and spread Shub's faith across the world, essentially.
It's like the Awakening. Like the awakening for Azathoth, like the awakening to the knowledge of him. It's very similar. If one of these fucking things shows up, I mean, you're presented with a choice, quote.
Well, I think that's a great way to put it, too, is because there's so many people that worship Shub. She can't obviously be everywhere at once.
Right.
So she's just like spitting children out every
fucking
second.
Basically just like Christian missionaries. But like,
right. Yeah. No, like actually.
They're Jehovah's Witnesses knocking at your door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want a copy of The Watchtower? No, I don't. The sign says no soliciting.
This is the early 1900s version of a spam Zoom call. is just what these dark young are.
But other than that, I did mention before, you know, Shub and the Black Goat might not be the same person. Jason, you have a little bit more on that.
Yeah. So usually when we mention Shub, we also mention the Black Goat with a thousand young, the Black Goat of the Woods, or the Black Goat of the Woods with a thousand young. Like there's just you can say it any which way. However,
Goat of the Woods Black.
Goat of the Woods Black, thousand of with young.
Throat goat. Yeah.
Got it?
Throat goat.
The throat goat. Oh my God. God damn it. Okay.
It does have a lot of mouth.
The 14 throat goat. Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. There's a whole other thing that I'm on now. fuck. Okay.
34.
So. Yeah. And 35, apparently. So we are suggesting.
Those fucking pens.
Oh, I would love, I would fucking love for that to happen.
Get your OG sex pervert pens.
OG sex pervert.
10% off. You go to dually.com, become a member.
Yeah, get a cheaper on fourth ball.
God, see, here I thought our followers would be called something like, you know, welcoming to society, but nope.
OG sex pervert.
Here we go. So... I know we just got done talking about how the Black Goat of the Woods with a thousand young was Shub-Niggurath, and that's all of the different ways that we can call her that, and why we call her that. However, a man named Rodolfo Ferraresi wrote an essay called The Question of Shub-Niggurath. And in this, he basically states that Lovecraft himself separated the two different beings of Shub and the Black Goat into two entities within his own writings. A couple of examples of this are Out of the Aeons, which was written in 1935. And there's a distinction that is made between Shub and the Black Goat. That's weird. Especially when you're trying to give one thing a nickname and then tell everyone that, nope, these are two separate things. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Yep, shit.
That's a very, very persuasive distinction. But the most persuasive distinction is actually made it makes the depiction that the black goat is a male. So when you see the words black goat in Lovecraftian writings, they're basically alluding to the fact that the black goat is a male, and it's most notably in the rite performed within The Whisper in the Darkness. Now, I know I mentioned Shub being in The Whisper in the Darkness, however, called the Lord of the Woods instead. The black goat actually might be a personification.
A pervert.
This is what I thought too.
Personification of Pan. Because Lovecraft actually was enthralled by Arthur Machen's the Great God Pan, which is a story that was written in...
Old story.
Old. 1890 is when this was written. And it was a story that was... It probably inspired the Dunwich Horror. If you guys have not read that yet, please go fucking read it. It's so goddamn good.
It's very, very good.
It's on par.
There's also
with
a movie that's not great, but it's
not great.
Worth the watch.
If you like Lovecraft, go watch it. But I will say that Dunwich Horror is on par with like At the Mountains of Madness. It's same caliber. It's so fucking good.
Hell was that?
What was what?
I just heard the weirdest noise in my headset.
Yeah, I think that was just moot.
Was it me? I stretched my neck in a really weird way.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
disregard.
Doug's just losing it.
Where was I? So I got a question.
Sex perverts.
this doesn't have to pertain too much to Shub as much as it does like Lovecraft stuff in general. So in Lovecraft, because it kind of, those questions spawn because you have... this thing being called the Black Goat. And again, I don't know if it's meant to be a reference to Black Phillip or not, but like that. So the question came up to me because Black Phillip in biblical sense is the devil. So my question in Lovecraft universe, is there like Christian religions?
I think he just did the rest of my job for me.
And if there is, does that also mean that because if these gods are real, does that also mean that like Christian gods can be real, like angels and shit like that as well in this universe?
I am gonna read the next sentence.
Okay.
That I was going to read, and I think it might answer.
Yep. We'll see.
So in the Dunwich Horror, we're making the argument that the black goat is actually a man, a male, not Shub.
Basically Shub's fursona.
It's like an earthly form. Not like the cosmic form of Shub.
It's basically how Shub is worshipped through the black goat. Like if you see a black goat
on Earth through humanity's eyes. That's exactly important. That's a very important distinction.
Which is exactly
so
your thing.
In the Dunwich Horror, 1929, for anyone who cares. In this incarnation of Shub, the black goat is, it actually might represent the devil or Satan.
I did it.
Or Black Phillip.
Hey.
Half man, half goat, half bear.
And yep, Mike says he's not smart.
You are very smart, my guy.
Sometimes I pull it out.
So he's in the form of a satyr, which is half man, half goat. Now, in folklore, what did you just what just happened? What did I just hear?
No, you were talking about the satyr.
No, I don't think I was. Okay.
Mike's got a half shub. Trying to keep it concealed.
Now you're just shubbing it.
Now you're just shoving off.
Shove it up your ass.
Fuck it. Okay, so... in Whisper in the Darkness, we get the male version of the black goat, which a lot of people think alludes to Lucifer, Satan himself, simply because he's depicted as half man, half satyr, which is identical to how Lucifer, Satan is perceived or depicted within the Bible. So might be a guy, the black goat might refer to... See, this is where like my gears start turning. So if this refers to Satan, right? That means that Lovecraft himself has built in an explanation for theism on Earth and has tied all of it to this black goat, the satyr, half man, half goat type.
Yeah, that was about to be my question, was like, does Christianity exist in the Lovecraftian universe?
It, that's what I asked.
It does.
And so does like the whole pantheon of like Roman, Greek gods, like all of that kind of like.
So are they all real in this world? Like some of them. Is Jesus real? Like is he real in this too?
Nodens is for sure real.
Nodens is real.
Nodens is a Zeus? big fucking. So that's, it's funny. It's like almost some of those big deities that we hear in those other
Zeus and Quetzalcoatl are almost the same
thing. Yeah, and they almost don't even matter though.
Right.
Like they're not that they don't matter, but they're almost irrelevant in the battle of like,
oh, for Hyperborea, for the battle for Earth, like,
yeah, cuz like, you know, take Atlantis, basically Atlantis got fucked. And Zeus was just
So is Aquaman a Lovecraftian creature?
Aquaman's a piece of shit. He can fucking die.
Yes, actually.
I don't know, actually.
No, 100%. Hear me out. Aquaman.
I'm talking about the one from, like, you know.
Both.
Super Friends. The early one.
From,
like,
the Super Friends.
What's the SpongeBob one?
Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man.
And Barnacle Boy.
And Barnacle Boy.
Particle
that
Man?
Technically is Lovecraftian, because think about it. Aquaman, Barnacle Boy, mermaid, like they can all talk to like sea creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say a solid 40-50% of the Lovecraftian mythos is made up of fucking sea creatures.
Yeah, the deep ones and whatnot.
Shoggoths,
well, they're all very, very squid-like.
Like, but they all formed what we know as sea creatures. So, like the Shoggoths from that fetish. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Didn't want to admit it, but here we are.
I bet there was like some super secret books that he wrote that were like his own like composition notebook of.
I would love to get
thrills for gills.
Yeah.
We've got Wet Hot Allosaurus Summer. He had thrills for gills.
Well, I mean, it's like the boys.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What's his name?
The deep one.
Deep.
The deep.
No.
The deep. Yes.
The deep.
You.
Yeah. The deep with the gills.
He liked to put it into octopus.
Not going to lie. That sex scene where that girl like fingered his gills made me super uncomfortable.
There's a lot of things in the boys that are uncomfortable, but
yeah, 100%. But anyways, where are we? You just talked all about the Dark Young, correct?
Nope. You just finished.
Oh no.
The
I just
Black
finished
Girl.
That up. Yep. Okay, cool. So where can we find this goat?
Well, we've talked about a lot of this in this section already, a little bit here and there.
That'll happen.
Where Shub remains is a mystery. I'm going to leave it at that for the most part. We've got, you know, the hypothesis that they're on planet Yedith.
Underneath
the surface, which resides with its dole survivors. That makes probably no sense to anyone, and that's fine.
You have to know the story.
So it is also postulated that R.L. Tierney's The Lord of Pain, a book that was also written about the Black Goat, is that they came to Earth, they built the city of Harig Kolath in a cavern beneath southern Arabia, though it's possible that the cavern and Harig Kolath exist conterminously with Yadith, and that they're both linked to it. That's a whole thing that I don't actually understand. I'm not sure what that whole thing is, but those are words.
It's,
and a sentence.
Essentially what it means is that let's just make this easy. There are several opinions that exist throughout the Lovecraft mythos about Shub-Niggurath, about where the point of origination is. We don't agree. Not even close.
Yeah. Pretty much that's about it. There's another lady that wrote about it, Lynn Carter, and she actually
Wonder
claimed...
Woman.
Yes.
Yep. Wonder Woman wrote a story called the horror in the gallery.
But she claims that Shub came to Earth from Yadith in the prehistoric times, but was actually sent back to Yadith by the Elder Gods, which I would love to know the story behind that, because I'm not actually sure about what happened there. But it's also possible that Shub remains the Court of Azathoth, we mentioned.
That's what I think.
Who knows? Who cares?
All of us, Doug.
You think a
fucking asshole?
Do you think a T-Rex could beat any of the old ones?
Absolutely
no.
In a fight?
No. Fucking no.
You ever seen
what
their arms?
They barely
in
have
one's arms. No, I haven't.
They actually don't have arms.
Yeah, they have tentacles. Okay, what about deep one? Who would win, a deep one or a T Rex?
Deep one.
You think?
There's no dinosaur that's going to be an outer
zero dinosaurs that will kill Lovecraftian horror.
What about a Lovecraftian?
What about that one?
Okay, well, maybe a dinosaur could kill fucking Wilbur Whaley.
No, fuck no. What?
It'd just eat him.
Y'all forget about compies.
Well, we gotta go into that.
All right, well, that's for another
that's
time.
That's maybe our next Cthulhu Corner.
Will a T-Rex beat?
What about a Megalodon?
That's a T-Rex shark.
What about One Punch Man?
What about One Punch Man? I'll end this in One Punch Man. Is that where we ended on this?
Yeah, that's everything, man.
Hell yeah. So, you guys,
Shub,
can you give me, I guess, what you think Shub looks like to you? What is the vision? What is this? Describe what you think.
I like Shub looks like a mouth cloud.
Mouth cloud?
My favorite, I'll pull it up. But my favorite is the Cthulhu Wars version.
That's a good one, The Mist.
Yeah, because like
honestly, it reminds me of The Mist.
You know? I wonder if that's supposed to because he was influenced on
the one where the dude kills all of his family at the end. Spoilers! Yeah.
Right before Jerry shows up. He's like, we're all gonna
he's
die.
He's like, we're all gonna die. And then,
I'm gonna kill you so you don't have to deal with it.
Let me just I'm gonna kill you so you don't die.
I'm shoot my 7-year-old son in the head.
We're here to help you. He's like, fuck.
FEMA here,
yeah, pretty much.
So, Red Cross came and they helped him. But so you think it's The Mist? Is that like
mine?
Like, do either of you think of the Black Goat?
This one, he knows. So he has Cthulhu Wars, which means
I'm sending the picture to the Discord so you guys. Can
I'm
see
not
it.
Looking.
Can you go back? Like, you, know, I'll
you want the Death May Die one?
It looks
it's
like,
indescribable though. What does it look like? Tell me with your eyes.
Tell me with your penis.
Look with your special eyes. It looks like a
that's
hippo.
A, good one.
A hippo.
So, this one is Doug's.
Got so infected that, it just became a fleshy mass, and then some tentacles grew out.
That is the thing from the
red
mist.
Rhino
the
hippo
the
with warts on its face. That is Doug's. That's from Cthulhu Wars. So that's the one that he has that board game. So he looks at that all the time. That's kind of what he thinks. That second one,
I'll get
like
one
that's
painted,
the tumor with screaming mouths that's flying through the woods.
It looks like a purple sperm made of mouths.
Yeah, 100%. That is to me anyway. That is
I
the
prefer
most
that one.
I like that one.
I like that one a ton.
That one looks cooler.
Ooh, that's cool.
This looks
it's
like a
painted.
It looks like a boar with a overbite or an underbite.
This just looks like
it's
a
got goat hooves.
Like quest objective.
Yeah.
Go kill 40 boars.
Kill Garlath in the farting hills of Eldervale.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of like kill 30 of these fucking things.
Yeah. It's a grind quest. Yeah. But yeah, no, those. So that's kind of what Doug and I think this entity looks like, but
where does Shub stand on your like list? Like, is it one of your faves?
Ooh,
Shub
is actually one of my favorites. I literally always play Shub in Cthulhu Wars.
Well, yeah, because it's creature counters.
Yeah,
right?
I can just spit out like
shit
tokens. You get all these fucking cool I can summon creatures at like any gate that I own without
Cthulhu Wars, by the way,
it's
risk
really gnarly.
Just with Cthulhu.
Ooh, I like that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's fun.
I wouldn't say it's in my top three, but it's definitely one of my favorites for sure.
Is
it's
in top
10?
Cool
top 10. Yeah,
definitely top 10.
Top 10 Cthulhu creatures, number one.
Number one, Shub. Yeah, no,
all right, well, that's good to know.
Shub's a good one.
Doug like Fungal.
Number one Cthulhu mythos creature. No, I like Shub. The only reason Shub exists is to make more creatures. Like, that's in reality, that's kind
it's
of
a creature factory.
Yeah, it's a creature it's factory.
Creature
it's a monster factory.
Creature creation.
Creature creation.
Creature creation.
It's a creature collection.
Creature collection. Well, on that note, everyone, I would like to say,
fuck my ass and call me Spanky.
It's hard to describe a Lovecraft creature, but it's easy to describe how you can go to Diluti.com
and
become a member. It's also easy to describe how you can go to Patreon.com/DilutiPod and become a member. There we, again, you both of them, you get bonus stuff, merch, all the goodies.
Merch.
You can go to any of our socials, which are all linked on our website.
I will say,
you can find us on Spotify, Facebook.
If you do become a patron, you do go hang out in our Discord. There is a possibility that you can come up with a reason to have your gallbladder removed for cheaper. Explore that how you will.
You can go to our YouTube.
100%.
Look up. Don't look under the internet on YouTube.
Explore that how you will.
Subscribe. You can find us on Twitter. We're on Twitter a lot. You find us on the gram. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us everywhere. Just look up Don't Look Under the Internet or DilutiPod.
I did this. So I've had like 5 people at work come up and ask, like, I've heard that you have a podcast. I don't know how to find or where it is. Literally, if you just type Diluti, D-L-U-T-I, into Spotify, any of your podcast players, the internet itself, any of those things, all of the relevant search results will take you to us, more or less. So we have apparently capitalized on the five.
I hope so. We copyrighted the name.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you just find us. Don't look under the internet or DilutiPod or Diluti. You can also find us at our Gmail if you want to send us an email. We're DilutiPod@gmail.com. You can go to our Google phone number. It's 630-909-9366. You can send us a text. We'll respond. Or you can send us a voicemail, and we'll put it at the end of the show. That number again is 630-909-9366. One more time, 630. All right.
It's been a while.
I can say other words now.
The perfect thing is that, like, that is triggering Discord to mute the audio, so it's actually just
nobody
completely
knows.
Cutting
cool.
Out.
Love that. That's great.
Nobody
for me.
Can hear it the third time.
Yeah, great.
As soon as you guys told me that it's too loud for Discord, I'm like, so I can just erase audio. Awesome.
But yeah, and then come find our Linktree or linktree.com/DilutiPod, all that good stuff. And you can also go to our Discord. Our Discord's fun. We're in there all the time. And you'll find
the time,
our
he means Tuesday.
Tuesdays, and you'll find my monthly game night where I go in there with a Moot and a Jason sometimes and a Doug sometimes. And we play video games once a month, and you guys get to be involved, which is great. So stop on in and have a good time. And I'm going to say, Doug, give me the thing that you gave me today. Give me the thing. The thing? Huh? Give me the thing. Give me the thing.
Yeah.
Doug was nice enough to give me a gift today. So Doug had a bad time, and
we're going
to
freehand it.
I'm not freehanding that.
I will.
He went to the mouth doctor and got his tooth yanked out. Yeah, and he got his tooth yanked out. Fuck it, I'll hold it. I have Doug's essence in my hand right now. This is Doug's tooth. I have it right here. It's in my hand.
Big old fucking...
It's a gross thing. I don't want to hold this anymore because it's got his flesh on it still, so...
Oh, that's I'm touching. Cool.
He's got his nerve right... Oh,
don't drop it. It's fragile. But yeah, I own a piece of Doug. So if I ever want to make a voodoo doll of Doug, I now have all the correct pieces I need.
Yeah.
If you feel a sudden pain, it's because I'm stabbing your doll body. Jason, do you have anything to say to the people?
Oh, God. Stay fucking paranoid, especially about the shit that you don't understand, can't comprehend, won't understand. I don't care which. But just know that we're all going to die someday, so have fun with the time you have.
Moot? What do you guys say, people?
Go to Diluti.com and get your OG sex pervert pens. And when people at work come up to me and say, hey, I heard you have a podcast, I respond by saying, I wish you didn't know that about me.
Hey,
I don't recommend listening to it.
Matt, it's the same with me because I'm surrounded by surgeons. Like, I hear you have a podcast. Nope. No, I don't.
No.
Yeah, this one guy at my job tried to like get me to like follow his like clothing brand and everything on everything, and he was like, "Oh man, do you have anything for me to follow?" I was like,
"No, I don't.
I have a podcast," and he's like, "Oh wow, what's it called?"
You're like, it's called My Brother and Me.
I had that moment. I think maybe I've told this story, but I had that moment with my neighbor. I was leaving to go out of town when I had just very recently moved to this house, And I was going, I was coming to see you guys. And I was like, oh, I'm going out of town for a couple of days. And he was like, oh, I'll keep an eye on the place. Where are you going? And I was like, oh, to see some people. And then I just like said something about the podcast. And I was like, fuck.
Fucking
hell. Now my neighbor knows too much about
me. Now my neighbor knows that I'm a fucking loser. God,
I'm an OG sex pervert.
Holy shit, that's gonna become synonymous with Ludi, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Well,
Doug, that's canon. Doug, you say people do go.
Speaking of sex perverts, all of y'all take out your peen, and for the other half, take out your bean. Slap that shit together. That's really all we can do in this trying time,
that was,
you know.
Really sweet, Doug.
It came from the heart.
Yeah, that. I'm about to cry.
I can see the tear rolling down your cheek.
Jason's shit.
That also being said, thanks everybody for coming out as per usual. And
fuck, yeah.
Fuck Corbin, Kentucky.
Ooh.
And everything they stand for. So,
good.
Yeah. Bye everyone.
We love you.
Goodbye.